AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Hello, everyone. I'm Devin Simone.
And I am Davon Rogers.
I'm Anissa Ferreira.
And I'm Tori Deal, and this is MTV's official challenge podcast.
We're at the nitty-gritty. This is the end, guys.
Can we get shirts
that say
the nitty-gritty?
There were a lot of Nellyisms this episode.
Oh, this episode, I cried for him.
I love Nelson. I do. Except for when he called Olivia a city girl.
Oh, I cackled.
Right? When they were backstage. And
I cackled.
He tried to drop that.
Mm-mm. Olivia's still trying to figure out what makes her a city girl.
I cackled. I think I cackled because
she
I didn't expect that from him.
She's laughing in the background.
I know. You were so messy, Anissa, by the way, too. And you were like, get this. And you're pointing.
Shit. I told her. I'm like, you're about to see some shit.
I can't. That was foul. But I think Nelson's feelings were still just hurt. So he tried to drop that in there. And
his feelings were definitely hurt.
Yeah.
They were. But there's more to that story. You know, there's always more to the story that nobody tells us.
Oh, of course.
And I think that... Yeah. Like I said, the relationships, we might as well just get to it. Relationships in the house don't always work out well when you get into the real
usually.
World. There are one or two that may last years. Tori's an example. Tori and Brad even got married. Other Tori.
Yeah.
You saw these people work out, and then you saw a lot of them fail. So
yeah, right.
The percentage of people that fail are higher, much higher.
It's exceptionally
right.
high.
And I think Olivia was going through a lot of shit. Like, she just... I mean, she even told me, she was like, I probably have to get surgery. I feel like I look like shit. Like, I don't want to be this vulnerable around anybody right now. Like, I want to be with my family. And that's totally understandable. So.
Listening to them talk, both of them, it was like super reasonable. It's like, as somebody who's gone through the challenge and had a significant other and then lasted on there a long period of time and realized that I was using that person as just an escape from my own reality and found strength within myself when I was alone, it's like I totally relate to Olivia.
Yeah.
So, of course, I feel bad for Nelson because you root for somebody who has feelings for somebody else. You want them to do well, but I don't know. I'm with Olivia on this one. I think you have to grow individually. They weren't right for each other. So it is.
But Nelson does it in his friendships, too. Like, he pushes forward. He loves the shit out of these people. You know, and I feel like
maybe he needs to pick better people. Nelson, call me. We can talk about this. We'll
yeah,
break
you
down
know
your
what?
Attachment
you know what?
Style.
Devin, maybe you should. Maybe you should start.
Especially in the friend department, because I still am very much so him. I don't think Fessy is his friend. I don't
Maybe I
it.
Should reach out to Nelson. Anyway, but we love Nelson.
Yeah.
And, you know, speaking of City Girl, I just have to shout out Tori's City Girl nails that she has on right now, right?
Can't see them. Like,
thank
so
you.
Good.
But she's got the clickety
she
with the big
she would peel
black
them off and send them over here.
Looking at them
the
like,
bottoms are red.
I was like, okay. Ooh, stiletto.
Yes. I need you to flick them off and give them to me for dinner tonight because I look like not City Girl, Child Girl. I look like Child Girl out here.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
What's going on? Anissa, come to my
you
house. I'll give you a
manicure.
I got everything you need over here.
I do. I have these tiny little hands, these tiny little nails.
I love it so much. So we started this. So obviously, you guys, we talk so much that even before we officially start recording, we start talking.
Yes.
And we started this by talking about bananas. Mm-hmm. And Davon got some heat, apparently more than I did. But I also got some tweets around a question of if we are like contractually obligated to not talk about people or talk about. I don't know if y'all haven't figured out yet, we do not hold our tongues at all. I certainly don't. But with that said, sometimes these conversations are really long mm-hmm. because we talk a lot, and therefore they do get edited down because we can't have a 3-hour podcast episode. But my thoughts are, you know, or my question is, I guess, what are your thoughts about the whole Bananas Veronica thing?
It just clearly struck a chord, and you can see that there is a long history between the two of them where, like, for they sure. might not be the best of friends. And it got,
yeah,
you know, when you sit in a room and it's like, and it just gets awkward. And I think that Johnny just doesn't like to talk about his personal life because a lot of it has been very public. But also right. there's a history there. So, and Veronica is a very, I would like to say, she kind of plays by the book when it comes to, like, I guess in terms of, like, her values and her opinions, not plays by the book, but she is very, like, these are my values, these are my boundaries, this is my shit. So I think when she sees a violation, she calls it. In her opinion.
You mean what violation?
In her opinion. Like, I'm not saying she is the...
Because it wasn't relevant to her. I kind of felt like it was weird to me. Like, I get that there's a long history, and it probably, too, was because there was 99,000 of y'all on that stage. Mm-hmm. So some parts of it felt disjointed when people who rightfully so were chiming in because they're a part of the group, but like
I think it just derived from like the tweet, and they needed to see like why people were tweeting.
But wasn't Veronica asked her opinion?
Yes, because it was like, Veronica, you tweeted this.
Yeah.
What was the why? Yes. What's the origin of this? Why do you feel the way?
Yes.
You do?
So I'm making note of that because I don't want it to seem as if she just inserted herself in something that mm-hmm. was none of her business. She was definitely asked.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's fair, but. I mean, yeah.
Well, to be fair, even further than that, if you're going to tweet about something, like, then
right.
you are
you're
inserting
yourself
in it.
That, and thank you,
that's
Tori.
Just being brought up on the show.
Thank
granted,
you.
Granted, like, I think this is the other way I'm looking at it. Objectively, we're all getting paid to sit at the reunion. I don't know what else Veronica talked about. Her and Darrell weren't there for very long and weren't wrapped up in any storylines. So if I'm getting paid to just sit there, maybe I am going to throw in a few things because I'm not having a segment. I don't know. I'm not saying,
I mean, that's totally fair.
I mean,
yeah, I think that's fair.
In,
and this isn't, you know, like shade at Veronica.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, I like yeah. Veronica. It's more just how impassioned she was in that comment. And then I was actually surprised to get tweets and whatever about it, about because it's like have people, it's not been a secret that Bananas has been an F-boy. Like, I don't that mm. I don't is that news to people? That's not it's
I
not
think
like
it's
it was
where
a well
it's
hidden
coming
thing.
From is a little bit more is what,
what
got
do you mean?
Him like the sort like the person that it's coming from rather than the information.
Yes, what got him agitated. Yeah.
Information
yeah,
okay. itself. Whether the information yeah. is true or not, it's really the person that's stating, well, you did such and such. You know?
Gotcha.
So had it been somebody yeah. else, maybe his reaction
he
would have been
have
different.
As much?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. to Tori's point about, you know, her not really, Veronica not really being there for long and not really having a segment, when they did give her an opportunity, I do appreciate the fact that she didn't bite her tongue. She said what she had to say. So she took the most of that moment. Mm-hmm. And I, mm-hmm. as a viewer, am definitely glad she did it.
And she always mm-hmm. will, though. You can always yeah. expect Veronica to speak her mind. And I,
yeah, for sure.
I love that
She'll
about
do that.
Her.
Yeah, for sure. I agree.
Moving on.
Should we talk about Turbo's video?
I don't know. What?
Can we name this episode... pussy chicken.
Pretty sure we
yeah,
can.
Level
like,
four.
I know.
yeah, level
pea
two
chicken.
Pussy chicken.
We can be a level four because it's four of us. Level four yeah. pea chickens.
Yeah.
But there's only one Devin, and yet he was a level two pussy chicken. Like, that's where...
Yeah, because where, there was the first pussy chicken, so he had to be a level two.
I loved mm-hmm. the video. I felt like he ran everybody down. I loved
Dude,
it. I thought it was entertainment. I love that you said that you enjoyed it too, Tori, even though he was talking a lot about you. Girl, when he said you needed
you need two
accounts for both
yep.
of your faces,
I fell out.
Because it was funny. The only thing I didn't like, and I will say this, is when he called Nani cheap.
Yeah.
I didn't like that.
Yeah.
And the only reason I didn't like that was because I was there for War of the Worlds. I can never say that right. Well, I think I did this time. I was there for
yeah,
that when they bonded and I watched them bond and I saw how patient she was, how gentle she was with him and vice versa, how they were with each other. And so I wasn't in the house. So I don't know what he saw or what she saw or what happened. But to see them get to a point now where he's calling her cheap, I'm just like, oh, this is it's heartbreaking. It's really sad. It was sad to hear that.
Yeah. Turbo's interesting. because I, on the contrary of him saying I have two faces, which in retrospect I believe is out of calculation. Like, I'm playing a game. I'm going to be whoever the fuck I want to be to whoever I'm going
to
be.
To get
like,
this money.
I'm yeah. not here to, I have friends outside the show. I'm not there to be your friend. And if I am being your friend and it's authentic, cool. But if it's not, whatever, I don't care. But him, he would come
damn,
up to
those
us.
Those city girls' nails have just
right?
really
they have changed you.
She's like, I don't care Lord, about don't. Anybody.
I don't. I don't.
Two episodes ago to now. Like, she got the nails. She got the high bun. She just needs some hoops, and we're there.
Yeah, she does. She needs some hoops with her name going across them, like in the middle.
You guys are crazy.
Listen, sea pancakes.
No, listen. Just listen to me. I literally, like, I can appreciate it for what it is, and I think that he's interesting because I've talked to him on the side before and he has literally been like in the game on the show. I will put on a face and I will say whatever I gotta say to win. And then after the show, it's over. Like, there is no beef. There is no drama. Like, he also feels and plays into this character that he's developing.
Oh, that was apparent to me. Because that was, it definitely came across as like an overly rehearsed. I'm studying for my final exam well practice read rather than just organic.
It was rehearsed,
but it was delivered.
It was rehearsed,
but it was delivered.
Not the editors having his back by putting with the Devin sound Jordan effects bananas in the trash truck.
Yes, that part was funny, and the sound effects were funny. But do you think he really chickened out from coming, or do you think they always planned? Because I don't know that it would have been delivered as well if he hadn't. You
that
know,
would
they
have been
hadn't
awful
done that.
If he would have showed up and tried that. It just would have been.
It would have been cringy.
The video is so much more like he took his time to show his actor abilities, his editing abilities, all
coming
of the
to collect them with them rings. He coming to get them.
Infinity
them
stones.
There you go. He coming to get them from all of you. So glad I wasn't on that scene.
He wasn't really either. He was there for
he wasn't. Days. He was in the corner. He was in his robe with glasses on in the corner.
Devin, you next. You heard that?
Bring it. I'm not scared. unlike I go in with the same face, now maybe different hair, but I go in with the same face every time. Come at it. If I say it, I stand by it. But he was very, it was the Pussy Chicken is just, between that and like Nelson and Needy Greedy, I think those are probably two of my favorite comedy challenge phrases of all
needy
time.
Needy Greedy.
Yeah, like
Nelson said more things that are really funny.
Oh, Lord.
I told Nelson after we did our interview with him on this podcast, I texted him and was like, you need to start doing merch with your phrases.
Oh,
like,
for
you
sure.
need, like, I can help you. You need to start doing merch. He was like, oh my God, such a good idea. I'll call you tomorrow. Bitch, this was 4 weeks ago. Like, I'm like, Nelson, you could be getting so much money right now of the stuff you say. And like, what are you? What are you doing? And don't call me now after listening to this, Nelson. I will not answer. Your time has passed. How else did you guys feel on the reunion? Like, there was so much stuff. Like, can we talk about Amber's revelation there? That was really interesting. And also interesting given that Tori, when you and Devin were on, we talked about neurodivergence, right? And we talked a little bit about like brains thinking differently and all of that stuff. And so Amber's revelation that she's been diagnosed with autism, I think, is so brave. So brave. I also got a message from a listener who said that they appreciated the podcast episode where we talked about neurodivergence because their child has a version of that, and that just they appreciated us normalizing it and making it not something that's like stigmatized. So I can only imagine that this episode with Amber pushes that much further. But how did you guys feel being there when that was revealed? Like, what was the energy in the room? What were your thoughts?
I definitely think it was shock because nobody was really expecting her to say that. And then I think people were trying to support her and trying to figure out how, but it was mostly just like listening and taking it all in, right?
Yeah.
Like, you're trying to understand them more and on a deeper level. And she really did. She was proud of it. And so taking in that and then taking in the fact that she was pregnant, these are two major announcements on a reunion.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, major. I think it definitely caught some people by surprise just because, like, certain people don't like Amber. And I think that they were trying to figure out if it was real or not. But in my opinion, if somebody's going to say this and speak their truth, let them be their truth. It's not up to me to decide whether or not I believe it. That's their truth. And like, doesn't matter what I think about it. So,
well, some of the things too that I've heard people complain about, or that through the grapevine people complained about regarding Amber and the symptoms she described, and just the very, very little I know about autism, makes sense, like, of people feeling like she's not genuine or that she mirrors or that she's fake in certain ways, right? Like, that narrative was sort of spread about her, but that can be a trait of autism, is you don't fully feel comfortable in your space, in yourself. So, like, it makes sense. You know, I don't think she's faking it for sure. And I agree with you, Tori. I think if someone's going to be that brave to say that, that's bold, because not everyone is going to be as understanding. But I also think it makes sense around why, for some people, maybe she felt inauthentic in moments, because that is a trait when you don't feel authentic in yourself to try and mirror what you see happening.
So she talks about how she, like, lied at one point, basically saying she wasn't on medication when she was on medication. So in the past, she had done things that were not exactly aligned with what was happening. So that, I think that's what made people question her. But her ability to own it in this moment then makes it all clearer why maybe she was acting certain ways. So I think that this whole thing is just helping us to see her more clearly. So
that's all. And I think I was going to say, I think this is an opportunity to give her some grace, because at the end of the day, her actions were her trying to figure it out herself. She was trying to figure out who she was, how to navigate it, and how to show it to other people. You know what I mean? And so she's trying to figure this thing out as she goes. And honestly, as somebody who has been, and I feel like we all have, humans are go through a phase where it's like, who am I? I need to figure out who I am. And a lot of us don't learn it until we're, you know what I'm saying? And so I just, I'm glad she finally knows who she is and can walk and stand in her truth. Yeah. So congratulations to you, Amber, for being so brave and speaking up for yourself. Like, pregnancy and that at the same time. Oh, I just want to hug you and just let you know that you are loved. And you got this, mama. You got it.
And like we said with the episode with Devin, like, neurodivergence literally just means that your brain thinks differently. Yeah. And as time goes on, what I think has been really great is people are starting to see there's actually superpowers with your brain thinking differently. Man, I fully believe part of the reason why, you know, Devin, or, you know, Team Dave and Dave, but why he excels in the way that he does in the challenge around puzzles and all that is because of
that brain,
you know,
going.
He experienced the ADHD, which he shared with us, which is a form of neurodivergence. I have it as well. And so it means that you react differently, but you can really, it doesn't mean, it no longer should be stigmatized that it's a disadvantage, because it really can serve as an advantage in other ways
1,000%.
When you know it and when you own it. And so I'm excited for Amber to really be unlocking her infinity stone,
her
of like what this power can be, and be able to make so much of that, because it's such a spectrum as well. And so I think too, sometimes people think, oh, I've met one autistic person, I know what that looks like.
No,
and it's like,
and that's the biggest thing too. Autism looks very different.
You can't put it in a box,
you know. Reality TV, sometimes it gets the label of toxic because it can be, but it's also entertaining. But I love when there are moments of opportunity to to shine a light on good things and growth and to open perspectives. Yes. And I'm really happy that she shared that on the reunion and that was on the show and featured, because I think that's an important conversation.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, we need to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after this.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Okay, girl. Well, speaking of conversations, okay.
No, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Put it on.
Because yep, I want to get down to it. Did you or did you not tell Mariah that she needed to sleep with somebody in order to be safe?
No, I did not. No, I did
not. So why is she saying that?
I don't fucking know. That's what I was sitting on the stage like, roll the tapes where I slut shamed you or ever said that, because Gianni would come to me every day and be like, this is just going to be a slow road. And she is, and her and I had even talked. I'm like, you have your values and you have your boundaries and I love that you have them.
Okay.
And we sat on the couch, God is my witness, and I said that to her. I would never, as anyone knows, tell some woman that she needs to sleep with anyone to get anything, especially on a motherfucking challenge. Uh-oh. I haven't had to have sex with anybody to get anywhere. So that would never be my advice for anyone.
Very adamant that you said that.
She was very angry about a lot of things. And I think that it was crazy because it was about Fessy and then I got dragged into that.
But did you see him say that? He was like, I think he said something like, I died.
He was like, I got off the hook there.
Yeah.
He was like, I got off the hook. I was like, yeah, you did. And I think, and Mariah and I have talked and she was like, I want this to be in the past. And she had some anxiety. We both had some anxiety about this episode because I don't like to lose my cool.
Yeah.
But like I said, when she said I didn't have a voice, she even says it.
Mm-hmm.
And I said it on the podcast. Mm-hmm. And then she reiterated that. I think she watched back and she was like, damn, I should have said things when I was there. Mm-hmm. And I think that really made her upset. So when she got there, she had all of the things that she wanted to say to everyone. What I didn't appreciate was like, well, you know, a lot of people feel the same way I do about you. And then said Johnny had said things about me. And I'm like, Olivia and Nerissa are my friends.
Yeah.
And if anybody else has anything on this stage to say to me, I think they already have.
Yeah.
But no one was going to speak up and say, I don't like when people do that. Well, everyone's talked about you. Yeah. Like, I don't like that kind of conversation. It's between you and I.
Right.
And we went out to lunch 2 days before that. So I'm like,
wait, before she said that comment to you?
So my whole thing is, if we're going to squash beef, then let it be squashed. If you were going to bring up all this stuff on the reunion that we already talked about, then...
Yeah. Well, I think it just speaks, and not that I think that, like, she shouldn't have had a conversation with you prior, but, like, if she felt like she didn't express herself enough on TV, you could see how she would have wanted to express it on the reunion and have it be a moment.
Express it somewhere else.
But how did you? What if, I'm not saying she's thinking about a callback, but what if she is?
I get it.
You know what I mean?
How do you feel about how she talked to me, Tori?
I think that you handled yourself well. I really do.
That's not what I asked you.
I have the words right out of my mouth.
I think that, honestly, I think that you handled yourself well, but I think that she probably felt at some point, like she felt with me, distance from all of us. And I think we did isolate her in a way. So I
don't think we did. I don't understand when we become kumbaya to everyone.
Listen, I'm not saying we were kumbaya. We weren't mean either. But
no, she hung out with the rookie girls that we weren't all close with. So she went to where we were comfortable, which is me and you or me and Johnny or whatever. Like I said, her and I aren't the same age. We don't talk about the same things. Fessy was like, I have a friend. She talks a lot. You guys would probably get along. That's how we introduced us at the airport, where she said I was rude. I was already drinking and I was tired and I knew we were about to get in a stressful situation. This show is not called The Challenge Best Friends. And I used to think it was until I realized that's not entertaining, one. And two, how do you win a game show if you're friends with everybody? It took me a long time to realize it, sure. But not everyone's going to get along. And it's like, I don't like the fact that we're judged based on the fact that we may not like someone. Not that we're saying we're isolating them or whatever. She had plenty of friends. More friends than we had. She had her whole little squad.
Yeah, I do think that it's interesting that she came at you and not more at other people, considering some of the way things went down on the show. Like, obviously,
for those who can't see the video, by the way, Anissa is dancing.
This is why they're like, oh, about the podcast, is because Devin likes to call me out on all of my facial expressions that I wish she would just not talk about.
Because I'm just trying to give the whole, someone asked if we would do Twitch, by the way, because they really want to see our facial expressions. I'm trying to give the full and the whole context, and you're not wrong in feeling, your feelings are valid, Anissa. And so I'm just trying to lift them up as Tori is telling her piece.
And Mariah and I have totally squashed everything. We talked about everything. And I hated that I came out of character, but I also felt like, well, I'm also going to defend my character.
Of course. You are. I don't think you were. I mean, look, anybody being attacked like that, whether whatever she was saying was her perception or true or whatever, I think anyone would respond. And given that you guys had lunch 2 days prior where you're thinking things are okay, like, for me, that that's like the biggest shock. Like, I would totally be like, wait, what? I will say this too, for, and this is true for all of us here, you know, it's been so long, and especially for some of you guys like Anissa and Tori, who've done many upon many upon many upon many upon many upon many upon fast forward, commercial break, back, many upon many upon seasons, that the feeling you have when you're doing your first one, and the insecurity around when you're doing your first one, and perception, mm-hmm. and all of that, it's like I remember my first Real World season. It is the only season I ever regretted of anything I've ever done, because I too didn't feel like I got to tell my story. Like, I was so nervous about what to say, and I didn't speak my voice and blah blah blah. And so when I came back, I was very different and more like, here, take me as I am. So I think the grace with rookies, sometimes it doesn't justify all their behavior, but just when you're a first timer thrown into this, it's different than when you've done it a few times and you know people, and you've just found yourself, you're a little more confident in yourself or who you are. And
yeah, I screamed, this is the first time you've done this. Yeah. In the argument.
Yeah.
So yeah. I was trying to like de-escalate while yelling.
Yeah, I was about to say, I don't know if that's the tactic.
It's not the tactic. I tried whatever I could, you know?
Yeah.
So
Davon, you're making a face.
Yeah, because you said it very polite, and that's just not my experience, my first season of the challenge, where the vets were very clicky. They were very clicky, and the gate was locked, and I had to force the lock down in order to get in the best way I could. And I don't.
But
even
did
think
you die?
I did. No, no one died from it. But that doesn't mean you're not uncomfortable along the way, and it shouldn't be that mm-hmm. type of situation. The environment itself is already uncomfortable. Who are you to make it even more uncomfortable for me?
But who are they to mm-hmm. have to like roll out the red carpet? I'm just playing.
You don't have to roll out the red carpet. And I feel you. You don't have to roll out the red carpet, but you don't have to go above and beyond to make me feel like you're hazing me. This is not a fraternity.
No. There was no hazing.
Oh, on my season, I'm not going to say that, because when nobody like putting their hands on me hazing or nothing like that. But it was very mm-hmm. much so, we are here, you're there, and you have to work to get here. And I'm like, that's cool. I'll do the job, but you don't have to be nasty as I'm doing the job to get there. This mm-hmm. environment itself, the challenges itself are very difficult. It's a very mm-hmm. stressful environment. And of I understand course. It. You guys have seniority. You guys have been there. Y'all put in the work. Y'all been doing this for years. You made names for yourself. That's great. That's awesome. But you were a rookie once before too. And mm-hmm. the way you felt when you came in, there's no grace there. And it's like, well, if I had to do it, you need to do it too. And
but
it's like,
I get what you're saying 100%. And yeah. I totally get that. I also feel like for people that came from Real World or Big Brother or like had a starting show, mm-hmm. kind of got a heads up into like what this world kind of looks like in a non, well, yours is a competition more so, and so is Tori's, but like for Devin and I, my life was saved for 5 months of like me going through real shit.
Yeah.
Right. So I was ready to go. When we went on the first one, I was like, oh shit, vacation. But the game was also different.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a popularity contest because there were no eliminations.
Yeah.
Oh, so really? If people didn't like you, you were out of there. Yeah. So that was even worse.
Yeah.
It wasn't like you were a threat in the game because she is a good athlete and she had a great partner. So it's like, it wasn't even that back then. It was like, we don't like you, you can go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's true. She came mm-hmm. from no show. That was her first show.
And I think that makes a big difference too.
Yeah, I agree. It's a lot being living your life in front of a camera like that. And I'm glad she found her voice. I'm also glad that the podcast got so many shout outs.
Listen.
So many.
I felt the love all at the same time. And you
people
know what?
Are going to hate me.
Anissa and Tori are cursing the day Davon and I came on this podcast because they managed to walk the line so well in the things that they said. And I like to be real for the people. That is all. Shout out to all of
you. Don't have to play
the,
with said people.
Well, not that I don't get called to do so.
You know what? No. I'm so glad you said that, Anissa. I really want to have that conversation because it's uncomfortable for me as somebody who really don't care. Like, at the end of the day, I feel like if I ever do go back and do a season, if you're going to throw me in based on something I said on a podcast, then let's go, because you're going to have to take me out. Whatever. It is what it is. Like, I don't have that fear. But I do feel like on this podcast, certain things are not discussed in full depth the way that they should be. And I don't know if that's because I'm going back on another season, I'm going to have to see these people, or is it I just genuinely have nothing to say about it?
Well, what specifically?
It's been a lot of different things. I can't pinpoint one thing in particular, but it's been a lot of conversations that we've had. And rather than answer, it's been like a...
Well, I think it comes down to like what is being talked about. Like, I don't think I've ever actually shied away from a true opinion about something if I felt strongly enough about it. But there is a point in time where it's like, is it going to benefit me to say this? I don't know. And at the end of the day, I'm going to look out for myself. And I'm still going to speak when it comes to things that I feel like deserve to be talked about. So I think it's just like very it's circumstantial.
I want to know what Dave Hahn has to say.
Yeah,
she has it in her notes.
I want to know what you would like us to go more in on.
Oh, okay. Example. Here you go, Tori. Last week we were having a conversation and we were talking about the Jordan versus Anissa situation, right? Mm-hmm. And I asked you, or I think it was brought up, how you felt about it or whatever, and you basically borderline defended Jordan as opposed to stating him being in the wrong. And I think I've heard you say before in that situation, you didn't fully agree with what he was saying to Anissa.
So, and I talked to Anissa about this after. Like, me watching the way Jordan and Anissa spoke, it was triggering for me because of the way him and I would talk to each other.
Okay.
So I didn't ever want to interject myself in that conversation because it brought back up old memories of him and I. So I'm not defending her as a friend because I'm also going through my own traumatic experience, reliving moments with him as an individual. Okay. So I'm taking a step back just for that reason. And that's all I feel like.
That's for your own sanity.
That's valid.
I get that. But it ain't just that. It's a lot of situations. Johnny is one of them. And it's a lot of other situations. You guys, I just feel like when it comes to this podcast, this is supposed to be an opportunity for us to just freely talk.
Can I say this, though? I think that there is, with any good show, you need balance. And I think the four of us provide such a good balance. Like, every one of us here has the styles and the ways and the whatever that people respond to. And that's based on all the reviews I've read and Reddit threads and comments. So I don't think every one of us has to be the first one to like push a question to, you know, and we all kind of challenge each other in different ways. Like, you know, Anissa forever gets mad because I talk about like challenges me when I talk about her facial expressions. And
fine. Everybody knows I make them.
Yes, she definitely
does.
It's
not a secret.
You really should.
I make them on camera.
Yeah, you guys, they're even better.
I can't help it.
I try to convey it to you.
Not my fault.
But I think that as this like sisterhood, I actually think we have like a perfect mix of a balance because too much of any one thing is just that. It's too much. And like Tori said too, if it's a general consensus on something, then it's like sometimes not needed to like go in depth on. And if there's differing opinions, then I think that we have that too.
Okay, we obviously need to take a break. Don't go anywhere, you guys. We'll be right back after this.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Getting more into this reunion, what were your thoughts on Nerys and the Johnny hookup? And then Nerys saying that Johnny is indeed still blocked from social media, but that she hooked up with him the night before the reunion. Were you guys shocked by that at all?
It's no. Just toxic.
I already knew.
That's without Tori. That's exactly.
Oh,
exactly.
It's so toxic.
Yeah. I mean, like, I've lived that life before. I've walked that path. I've blocked people and fucked them. Like, that's an old version of me. So I see people who do that now, and I'm like, stiff arm that, because it's toxic patterns, and like, it's mm-hmm. only going to lead to dead ends.
Yeah.
There's no way to back up from that. Like, once you block and bang. Once you B&B, I feel like that is the B&B. Forward trajectory of the relationship. Mm-hmm. You only have a FWBBB friendship forever. Right. Like that sets the tone for the rest of it. I don't think you can go back and be like, let's have a relationship now.
There's a meme about that, like from loved to blocked to like a true love story or something like that.
Love
like,
from bang to blocked.
A true love story.
Are they together now?
I don't know. I'll ask her tonight. Oh, but I don't think so.
Hell no.
Oh no. Olivia in the background.
Saying hell no?
All I say is hell no.
Oh, wait. Okay. Wait, is that Olivia in the background?
Yeah, she's in bed.
Olivia!
She's in my bed.
Oh, Olivia, we love you. So much. And so, yes, according
what'd
to
you say?
Olivia, it's hell no.
You're trading Nelson out for you.
You're trading Nelson out for me?
Yep.
I told y'all she loved me.
Wow. I mean, she loved me. That as soon as he voted her in that one time or that two time.
Listen.
You know, three time. Anissa, speaking of your facial expressions, the face you made when Fessy said he and Nelson are similar in real life.
Oh my God.
What did I do?
Just the face was like, it was like the math wasn't math. Like your face said that, like, because he was serious that he was like, yeah, you know, me and Nelson, I think we're more similar in real life. And
I'm still like, confused by that statement.
I don't even think Nelson.
How? I don't. And when do they hang out? I don't know. I'm confused. I don't know how they're the
Again,
same.
I'm still very team. I don't think they're friends. Like, I don't. I think Nelson really may be Fessy's friend, but I don't think Fessy is Nelson's friend at all. And I also want to say I appreciate this Omarion journey that Nelson is on, this Wusa journey that he
I can't is on, deal with you.
But I'm going to need baby to get a little mad because it's not really working for me. No. I need baby to get a little
we've
mad.
We've already seen him mad.
I need him to get mad.
I don't like Nelson. When he has misdirected anger.
He actually snapped on me in the he snapped on me while filming that.
Why? What happened?
Because
tell us.
When? I think because looking back, was it doesn't there? Make sense. But it was after like the whole deal I cut with Fessy and Jordan. He felt like he wasn't a part of that. Yeah. So he snapped about that. And so
what did he say? Do you remember?
Basically, like, you're fake, you're a snake, you're this, you're that. And so none of that made it. So
wow. Did he apologize? Are you guys good now? Like, did he apologize?
Immediately after all of that, he came up to me after and was like, I just want you to know we're all good. And I was like, Nelson, I don't give a fuck. You can think I'm a snake anyway. I don't care. Like, it's all good. We're cool. I actually ran into him at the airport 2 days ago. Like,
it's the nails talking right now.
I know, right? She is a clickety-clack bitch right now.
I don't care. Y'all are going to know I have these.
Yeah. She's talking a lot with her hands, too, you guys.
Real quick.
Yeah, it's just going to be.
I think I talk with hands all the time, but I think the nails makes it a little easier.
Oh, the nails always make you. Oh, so what did you say? Is there something else you would like to say?
Davon, what is it that you want me to speak on, Davon?
I mean,
what is it that you want me to say?
For those listening, just to narrate, basically, Davon and Anissa are now imitating and talking with their hands, but no one's going to
but let me say shout out to Davon's Daisy Nails. She has a light Easter celebration on, and I love them.
So I do think Nelson has a spice to him, but for some reason that got edited out, maybe because who knows why. It's not, you know.
I think he was more so sad about the Olivia thing.
Yeah,
he was really. Olivia, you broke Anissa, tell your visitor she broke Nelson's
Olivia
heart.
You broke Nelson's heart, but not really.
But then tell your visitor that I support. Because
you know
decision.
Nelson falls in love, you know,
every day.
He gets in there.
Every day.
Yeah.
Well, we've talked about also there's camp syndrome. It's a real thing. It's part of the reason many of these things don't last. You're in camp.
I know.
You're limited in your camp who you're syndrome. Around. You right. start to be like, oh, this person's appealing. And I love the way they say these
Everybody
phrases.
Everybody started you get in real to get life, real hot.
And you're like, oh, come God, week no. eight. And like, that's just, camp syndrome is a real, very, very
you,
real.
You walk outside and you're like, damn, that palm tree looks good.
Right.
Anybody notice the leaves on that thing?
I had a crush on the audio guy. It could be dead. Time. Remember?
Girl,
what did
I
we
can't.
Call him? Vin Diesel. Mini Vin Diesel.
Yes.
Oh, shout out to Vinny.
Camp syndrome is real, but I do want to know who camped out on, oh, can we talk about the camping mm-hmm. out on Fessy's jacket? Do we want to discuss
oh,
that?
Oh, God. That's gross.
Because that was rather
well, thank
disgusting.
God it was white or cream.
Wait,
or
who
whatever.
Saw? Who discovered it is what I want to know. How did they find
I feel
out
like
that
it was
were...
you?
Well, somebody, a birdie had told me. I don't really remember the bird, I swear. Flew on my shoulder and said, oh my God, there may be some DNA on a jacket.
Oh, I know so the birdie. Nasty. The birdie flew into your bed. She's sitting right behind you. That would make
know,
sense.
I don't know if Liv told me. I don't know if Liv. Liv, did you tell me that? Oh, Liv told me.
Yes, I told you. I knew it. I knew it.
Detective Devin.
I will say one thing. She's very honest. She told me. And then I just giggled a lot because we would – Argentina was cold. We were there in the winter. So, Fessy, you know him. He loves clearly a white puffer and a white sweater.
Mm-hmm.
Both with the fur. Oh,
wait, did he wear the jacket with oh, yeah. after without knowing that it –
Yeah, I think stopped. So. So I told him. He was like, that's my homie. Da-da-da-da. I'm like, so you're
That's nasty. Maybe he is.
I love Olivia, but I'm stripping the sheets. Not right Mm-mm. now. I mean, but if she was in bed with somebody else and there's DNA on my anywhere, I'm either burning or hot water to it. Oh. I'm not wearing it.
Yeah.
Like, I would have had to have the finest dry cleaning Argentina could afford. Like, give me what you got.
That's a whole different way of sharing DNA. And speaking of sharing DNA, let's talk about the Tory Laurel Jordan thing. When Maria brought up Tory about this whole Laurel Jordan hooking back up, like, what were your real thoughts? Because I felt like, I don't know, I felt you were super cool about it.
They were all like real adult about it.
I felt like there would have been stronger feelings. And now that you got the clickety-clack nails, I'd love to hear her take on it.
Her take. No, honestly, you want to know how I feel? I've gotten so much heat over the years for hooking up with multiple people. So for me to expose that Jordan has yet hooked up again with somebody else from the show almost made me feel like everybody points the fingers at me, but like he's a dude. He's also doing the same shit.
Mm-hmm,
put
mm-hmm.
the heat that way. So I honestly, especially after everything Jordan and I have been through, I have no feelings for him anymore. So I genuinely don't care. The only like positive feeling that came from it, and this is unfortunately at Laurel's expense, was that Jordan now gets also exposed for sleeping around the way I do. And I just want it to be, I want us both to be looked at evenly like that. Like I have numbers on my list. He's got numbers on his list. We're even.
Right.
So that's how I feel about it.
That's fair. And so does Laurel, because Laurel was with Nicole and then was, yeah.
Oh, can we?
I want to know about that.
I'm not buying down that lady.
Davon, I want to go down the Yellow Brick Road with you right now to it.
I am
so effing curious.
What's going on? But what I do want to know.
We'll talk later.
What I do want to know is how you guys felt about seeing her be vulnerable about Horacio. Like that was a moment for me. Like to see her cry about that situation, I was just kind of like, okay, like there was something really real there.
Cause it went from Michelle here to like this very soft, like, I really felt this.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It really
and
did.
I think we all, you could feel it through just watching it.
Yeah.
Like there was just something deeper that perhaps clearly she hadn't shared with us and we clearly couldn't see just from their interaction.
I definitely think Laurel had very obvious and deep feelings for him. Like, after she left and after Jordan and Norris had, you know, their moment, later in the season, Horacio and I snuggled, like, a bunch of times. And after all of that, none of that even made air. But after she had heard rumors of it, I think somebody, maybe Mariah, mentioned it to her. So I went up and I had a conversation with her. And I'm like, hey, like, I was snuggling with Horacio. Like, I wanted to know, do you care about him? Because if you do... At this reunion, like, he was kind of, like, flirting on me a little bit. I'm like, I don't know. Is this about to happen? So I'm like, let me ask Laurel straight up. Like, do you have feelings for him? And I will totally back off. And she was like, I do. And I was like, okay, cool. All done. So I think that at the time, it was very real. But, you know, I mean, it doesn't seem like there's anything happening now.
I think that's dope. I think that's real dope that you went to her.
Yeah.
It is dope. And then it's dope that you stalked to figure out there's nothing going on now. What makes you say that?
Well, just because the post that on social media with her and Nicole Zanata, right? What, weren't they like holding hands?
Wasn't Nicole
no
engaged? Look,
sometimes things change. Okay.
Oh yeah.
Look, the third time's the charm. Okay, that's all I'm gonna say. If you know, you know. The third time is the charm. Yeah. But that is very big of you, Tori, to go up and then respect that. I think some of the fights in the house, at least this season, probably could have been stopped. At least
by one conversations. Of them,
if by, yeah, by mm-hmm. conversations.
Because even Nerys was like, you know, that. She wished she would have done things differently. Do we believe that? That she would
no.
have done things differently?
She did not give a differently energy at all. She looked beautiful, though. She didn't give a differently. She didn't.
Dig,
I just made a face. She didn't. I'm sorry. Even the body language and the like tapping of the foot the whole time, she was riled up and didn't seem to.
I don't know, but it also could come off like she was uncomfortable
yeah,
by that. Like,
that's kind of how
do
I
answer this? And that's how I felt too, because there's no malice. Like, she was like, do you think, I mean, I genuinely think that she's kind of like, she's cool about shit. Like, you know, we've had conversations about guys and sex, and I just think she was kind of uncomfortable too. Like,
yeah.
But I also feel like, and this is no shade to her, this is just in general, when you say you feel bad after the fact,
wow,
that's the only thing. Like, I was hooking up with Corey and he had a whole girlfriend. And I mean, that was more his shit than mine, but don't say sorry to your girlfriend after, just don't do it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Do you like that honest thing that I just said, guys?
I'm very proud of you.
I do. I think it was a sincerity to what she said. But here's the reason why. I think she genuinely wants to be Tori's friend. There's something about her that wants to be Tori's friend. And I think I think if it was anybody else, there would be no, okay, whatever I did, it is done. Because she has a very whatever I did, it is done attitude. But I think because she really wants to be friends with Tori, I think she was really affected by the way she hurt Tori. That's what I think.
I do too, because I don't think she cares what people say about her.
Right.
At all.
No.
She does whatever she wants to do.
Well,
which I mean, like, of course, everyone does to a degree.
Yeah, but in general, no. She's like, fuck, this is on me.
Which is powerful, because it takes sometimes years for people to grow into that feeling. So I really respect that about her. But I also agree, like, her and I have had awesome conversations post this whole thing happening. And, like, with her and Jordan not actually working out and her realizing what it was, like, maybe she – I genuinely believe her. I do think that she was regretful, and I like her.
Me too. She'll be here this evening.
What is that face, Devin?
I don't know. I just don't know how I feel about it. I believe that she was sincere in what she said to you, Tori. And I do believe that she wants to be Tori's friend. I believe all of that. I don't know. I'm just still dissecting it all. And I'm sure when I see her more seasons, then I'll be able to give my personal analysis, but I don't know. I just felt like
we're not paying extra for that personal analysis. Just letting you know now,
and that's why you haven't been matched. And he said, "No, I'm kidding."
Because I do my own personal analysis and data collection. Thank you.
I just mean that there were moments that it was like. She came across as a bit of a dichotomy not as much in the season, in my opinion, but certainly in the two-part reunion, where there are moments that came across almost borderline mean girl in a way to me. And then the moments where she came across, like, I do think she was sincere in what she shared to you, Tori. And so it's really just sort of understanding. And we can disagree. That's the whole.
I agree. And I can see how you can see that. But being there and sitting there and seeing like certain, I mean, I think Raven was attacking on genuine hurt feelings.
Of course.
And that was her motivation. But you're not going to call me a hoe that many times and me not react.
Yeah. Because
then it's like, what's wrong with me?
But it wasn't even just at the Raven thing. It was just her responses to some multiple things. And I agree that
okay.
you guys
well,
were
I was just talking about the one general thing that lasted for about an hour of her like, that can set your mood.
Oh,
you know?
Of course. Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm just saying there are a number of variables that we have to take into account that affect the way that people handle themselves. Like people that haven't been in that environment either. Like how do I navigate? Like what do I do when my back's against the wall? What do I do when I get these questions? I think it's kind of like everybody kind of is a deer in the headlights. Everybody's kind of like, how do I do this? Like, unlike us who have done it for so long, we kind of know how to get around.
Are you regurgitating back to me what I just said 10 minutes ago?
I think so. Like I think that's,
it,
I think that's,
it literally sounds.
My trainer would say, like, I always have to get a second opinion to prove mm-hmm. that she was right in the first place. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, but that's the way I understand things is by talking them out.
Okay, so before these weirdos get any weirder, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back after this.
Before these weirdos get any weirder?
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
What are you going to say, Day?
Oh, I was just going to ask Anissa what was her opinion when Chauncey kind of like backed her in the corner about the podcast.
Well, I didn't really care that much because one, I had already talked to Amber, and it was like I was trying to be like fun about shit and like alluding like things may get a little sneaky. Like it wasn't, you know, it wasn't malicious. So once I think we had Chauncey on the podcast and I explained it to him, he understood that more. I just think that I was an easy name to grab because it was like, oh, well, she actually said something. Like I have evidence. So I can use this. But it was more so of a her saying, like, I don't want any of the vets to win, to I want Nani to win. I want everyone to win. I want, you know, just like more of like inconsistencies than like I never said she was a bad person. You know what I mean? So it wasn't like talking about people's gameplay, I don't think is a diss.
I agree.
So I don't agree. This isn't my character analysis. I think she's a wonderful person and really sweet. We all like have played the game stupid. Tori, me, everyone has played it not the smartest way, you know? And I don't think that's a diss. That's own your shit. Like sometimes we mess up.
Yeah, know? I agree.
And that's all. Like, and I'm allowed to have that opinion. And maybe in that moment, fresh off the season, my feelings may have been different than they are now, you know?
Mm-hmm. Any knowledge on this alleged group chat?
So. I mean, I heard of said group chat, but we're still trying to figure out what it is because they even showed me the group chat. I didn't see anything.
Oh. Wait, you didn't see anything that talked about Amber?
Olivia,
Amber?
Were you in that group chat?
Yep.
Was anything said about Amber?
Nope.
No.
So there is, in fact, a group chat.
There's a group chat, but there's a ton of group chat. Like,
oh, that, yeah.
I mean, we have a group chat. We don't even use it.
Mm-hmm. We really don't.
We sure don't.
I kicked it off.
When Tori left, it was like, it didn't exist anymore.
Tori said, F this. I have to work with you guys. I don't want to talk to you.
At that least is not
Davon
true.
Talks to me. Rude. Davon talks to me and gives me like baby little sermons and pumps me up a little bit.
Oh, I don't even get that. I get I talked to Devon on Twitter because that's what she knows.
I hate it there.
She asks me random questions, and then when I respond, she does not respond back with her answer of the question. That is the extent.
Different experience over here, not to brag. But
what has been a great episode? It's been a great season with you, lady.
Oh, this season. Well, there was a lot. There was a lot of people, a lot of things going. I love how they ended it on a, you know, a Magic Chauncey moment.
Mm-hmm. Girl. Yeah,
him dancing.
Not Devon. Stop it.
What, Devon? What?
She's turned on.
I'm not.
No, she's not. Those eyes down were like,
yeah.
I could tell she liked it.
I am not. And I think that is perfectly okay because that is somebody else's man, so I should not be turned on anyway. So
there you go.
Wait, but with that, one question that's burning, and since Devon insisted that we ask all the questions, a few moments ago when we talked about camp syndrome and being a real thing, you know, that we know that happens. Yep, Devon knew it was coming, and Devon agreed. She's like, camp syndrome. So that means she understands that there could be someone in a house that you're attracted to. Devon, would have been... Who is your camp syndrome person? Tell us a little bit more about that, please.
I have not done anybody on reality TV.
But who in your mind? Who would have? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm asking?
What? No, I don't.
Who are you attracted to? And the challenge. Everybody, all three of us have revealed something or acknowledged something.
I mean, because ours are on TV.
But Devon, who from the challenge world, challenge family, was, you know... Your camp buddy, or would have been your camp
buddy. Okay, I'm gonna tell y'all the truth, and I'm probably gonna get all kind of flack for this, whatever, I don't care. not in present day. Not in present day. And I'm gonna say that because I don't want it to be awkward if I ever run into this person again. Not in present day, but once upon a time. You know, Jesus is very attractive.
No.
I can't. No, not to Jesus. It's not even Sunday. If you don't go back and tell
who?
Us.
Who?
Okay. Jesus. Guys, I think my hip. Hello?
Nope.
That's
nope.
Your microphone works, so we don't care about your
standard. You can't hold them to a microphone standard works. You can't hold yourself to. So if you want to talk about it, think you better Jesus be said about that it.
Too. Oh, y'all don't know him.
Not he goes to a different school. I hate
that wasn't the question.
He goes to a different
school. Okay, so
if you don't answer the question.
I don't want to play.
Devon, we have all nope. Nope, you can't be weak. You literally just sat on this podcast and called out Tori and Anissa for not answering questions.
And you too.
Get one question all season and you're not going to answer.
Okay, so.
not the itchy neck.
on Final Reckoning, which was my first season, I was attracted to Nelson. But!
What?
But
that is not who I thought I was going to be, bitch!
But! It was before he started talking. Once we had a conversation, I was like, oh no, this isn't gonna work. And then I just let him go.
The next time he sees you, he's gonna be
no,
like,
No. This is not a thing.
Oh.
But this is how we were able to connect. Because we're both from Inglewood. We both would have conversations about where we grew up at.
Not her trying to rationalize it.
She has to.
Wow, Devon and Nelson.
No,
can somebody listening put together a meme of the two of them, please.
Let's
I
not.
Will retweet it. I will post it across.
Devon's walking on stage and he's just sitting there.
Yes,
we just gotta put him in there.
Wow,
let's not.
Of Scuba Nelly.
No, it's okay. And it's Devon. All right. It's
listen. But the known one, like the one that everybody knows about, is Theo. Like I thought Theo was attractive, but then that
Theo is fine,
nowhere.
Ain't he?
That went nowhere.
I haven't seen him in person, but I think he's attractive.
But yeah, it was Nelson. It was Nelson.
Yeah. I got so much camp stuff that y'all don't know about, and y'all never will. And that concludes our podcast, guys.
Let's get out of here. It's hot.
We finally got her to answer a question. I feel so good about it.
Y'all melted the snow. It's hot.
Yes. Now we got to get Devon and Nelson together.
No, we don't.
I'm done with you, Devin. Relax. You're supposed to counsel him and match him. Somewhere else.
I know. I wouldn't do that to Nelson.
What that mean? What do you mean?
She just made a face. I love them both very much. This is, wow, I didn't see that coming either. That was not on the bingo card.
I'm glad I have this time with you ladies. Oh. It has been real.
Oh, I love you guys so much.
And
sisterhood it is.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we're ride or dies at this point.
At this point.
Four peas in a podcast.
Oh, that's cute. Yeah. Bitch, you better hold on to that name. Before you better get the rights to that right now.
So, Tori, that means you're not putting me into elimination.
I'm not putting you in. Can you imagine if we were all on a season together?
I know. We actually can't. We have an alliance.
Right.
It's called the podcast.
I guess.
Four peas in a
That'd actually be pretty funny.
Imagine me standing down there. You broke the P code. The podcast code. You broke the P code.
Right. You'd be like, Nelson, go get your girl.
Wait a minute. Oh. No.
I'm kidding. No. All right. Well, you listen.
You guys, Davon, tell people where they can follow you and send you beautiful pictures of Nelson.
Let's not. Just don't send me no pictures of nobody unless it's Jesus or scriptures. You can on Twitter at Davon_ Instagram Davon_Diane_ Devin, where can the people find you? I can't even talk.
Oh, I was waiting for you to say YouTube, but she didn't say it.
Wow.
You guys can find me on my website, devinsimone.com. That's Devin with a Y, Simone with an I. You can also find me on IG at Devin Simone, TikTok at Devin Simone. You can also follow me on Amazon. So go to amazon.com/shop/Devin Simone. Woo. And I'll give you shout outs there.
Tori!
Where can they find you? Clickety clack.
City girl.
Clack.
Yes, city girl.
Leave my nails alone. Well, you guys can follow me at Tori_Deal. And please, if you like this podcast, rate and review it. Send us some love because, you know,
whoa,
I read them now. So, but Anissa, where can we follow you?
That's why she got that attitude.
Oh, now my God.
She was like, we almost forgot our friend.
No.
You guys can follow me. I'll be left in the background. At Anissa MTV on Instagram. I peeked on Twitter and I didn't find anything that exciting, so I still don't really deal with it. So you can just find me on Instagram. And yeah, rate and review us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Mm-hmm. And tell a friend.
Yes.
Tell everyone.
And you can catch the Challenge World Championship starting March 8th on Paramount Plus.
Yes.
And you can catch Davon and Nelson if you look really closely, so keep your eyes out for that. And we'll see you back here right after that for a brand new episode of MTV's official Challenge podcast. Four Peas in a Podcast.
We out.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Celebrate the end of your workday with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as another busy Thursday flies by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.